brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the last week, I've seen no fewer than, it's more than 10 headlines going, this is the new world order. Prepare for it to be born, an international banking order with a global control out of England. We must run everything and currencies all pegged to one system. Only that will save us. So again, they run the Ponzi scheme up. They get all these countries trillions of dollars in debt. We have the IMF and World Bank documents on this when they planned all this. And I keep warning people since we learned this 6 years ago intensely. I mean, we knew this was the game a long time ago. And, folks, they are pulling out all the stops right now. I mean, they announced that the government will bail out any foreign banks that basically want it. But remember, nobody gets prosecuted. Nobody gets investigated. That's why you know it's an inside job, plus their own documents. But nobody gets in trouble. Later, they'll burn a few little low-level janitors or something and dress them up in suits and call them, you know, big guys. And I mean that figuratively, but some low-level broker. But nobody's getting in trouble. They're telling you nobody's done anything wrong, just a mistake. But they're going to repossess your house. You're not getting bailed out. You're just giving all of your future money and pledging, you know, all of your taxes to the private bankers. This is the new world order. Tim Larson, what do you see happening in the short term?
Well, in the short term, I seriously don't see the banking system lasting another year, and I'm going to be surprised if it's got another 6 months. You know, people need to put some of these numbers in perspective here real quickly. So real quickly, let me explain what $1 billion and $1 trillion is. All right, now you can sit down with dollar bills in front of you. You can count a dollar bill every second, and it'll take you 12 days to get to $1 million. You get to $1 billion, it's going to take you 34 years. To get to $1 trillion, you're talking 3,400 years. These are incredible numbers. And there's not enough money out there to do it. They're going to run the printing presses as long as they want, but it's not going to save it.
By the way, the numbers we're talking about is going to dwarf the Weimar Republic and, you know, 2,000,000% inflation. I mean, I've got a big stack of news where countries are seriously debating getting rid of the U.S. AAA rating. Ted, if they get rid of the AAA rating, it's all over. It's insolvency. It is bankruptcy.
Well, that just means that the interest rate on a U.S. government security is going to have to go up. And the whole manipulation scheme that we've had here, Alex, is that the Federal Reserve System is pushing money into the system and lending money and buying U.S. government bonds so it doesn't the open market doesn't push the interest rates up. Right now, the U.S. interest rate is so far below inflation that nobody in the right mind wants to lend money in this country anymore. And that's why we're having so much problem, because there's too much manipulation.
Now, let's explain. The people can't get any credit. Small corporations and businesses can't get credit. But the big boys, the windows open, and the Fed, private Fed is saying, and the Treasury's saying, whatever you want. And the only big brokerage house of the big five that's halfway left is the one that Henry Paulson came from. You want to talk about that, to Larson?
Well, yeah, I mean, and that is it. I mean, the Federal Reserve System just keeps pumping in money, and it's just not going to do any good, because unless, like Ted says, we start raising our debt prices, you know, our bonds and our treasuries, nobody wants them. China quit buying our debt here, a year and a half ago. You know, we need to borrow $2.2 billion or $3.2 billion a day to keep this whole thing afloat. And it's not happening because nobody wants our debt any longer.
And again, they put banking elites in who would do this to us. This is what the United States and England used to do to third world countries under the last wave of neo-colonialism was, it's not a colonial power. You just owe us money. And then they would set things up, and it was in agreements that the leadership would not pay it back because the banks wanted the assets.
Exactly.
That's been done there. Stay there, gentlemen. We're going to do 5 more minutes on economic news with our guest, Tim Larson, Ted Anderson. And then we're going to go to your phone calls. I know we had a lot of phone calls there. Then we have a guest coming on dealing with sodium fluoride. It's not just sodium fluoride. That's a catch-all name the government uses. It's lead, it's mercury, it's arsenic in hundreds of times safe levels for you and your family.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us. We've got another guest coming up in about 22 minutes from now. Very important information. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have words to describe just how dastardly, how serious this is. And then you've got all the military news. Clearly the West trying to kill the entire government in a bomb attack. Last night in Pakistan, blowing up a large section of a hotel, then trying to blame it on Al-Qaeda. As usual, Al-Qaeda attacking the U.S. enemies. Give me a break. Yeah, attacking the American people, that's their enemy. Attacking the Russians, that's their enemy. Attacking the Serbs, that's their enemy. Attacking Saddam, that's their enemy. On and on and on. And then I hear talk radio, I see the financial news, and they're still engaged in so much deception. Ted, I mean, what is it like knowing how the markets really work, knowing how commodities really work? And I mean, for me, I've got, you know, some knowledge of this, interviewing all these financial experts over the years and studying it, and to see them getting away with it. I mean, they're getting away with the bailout. They're getting away as if all their other thieving and scamming and everything they caused wasn't bad enough. Now, you know, they're getting multi-billion dollar bonuses. Some of these CEOs, you know, have been paid $3 billion in the last few years. I mean, they are raping the daylights out of us.
Well, $17,000 an hour is what the guy from AIG was getting. I mean, could you imagine getting that kind of money? You're talking about Paulson and Bernanke. Both of them address Congress, and if Congress was just dumbfounded, they don't even know what's going on. You know, they're talking about a frozen credit market right now because the banks are afraid to enter into deals with each other because they don't know which one's going to kill them. And with frozen credit markets, that means there's no money coming into the system. The Federal Reserve System only has the ability to get money into the system if people are willing to take it on loan. And that's why they want the U.S. government to step in to do it, because that's how the money has to get into the system to free up this frozen credit market. It's crazy, Alex. We should have a free market system. The United States government has been commissioned by our forefathers to not have central banking systems and to be able to get our money through the creation, bringing gold and silver out of the ground. That's how we should have it. And this is crazy. The whole thing is nuts.
And then you have people who blame the free market for this. No, this is government that is allowing this, government that engineered this in partnership with the big banks. That's called fascism.
Yes, Alex, this has nothing to do with freedom at all. It's been manipulated since 1913. Certainly the 1920s, the Roaring Twenties, was created by easy credit. And then we ran into the Depression of the 1930s. It's been going on and on and on. And right now, we're bailing out problems that were created by the easy credit of the 1990s. I mean, come on. We definitely have to get away from this system. That's why it makes me so happy to see that 12,000 people showed up at the Liberty campaign thing with Ron Paul.
Folks, now we're finding out about the private Federal Reserve. They're finding out about the New World Order. The problem is people that have saved, who have lived in their means, they're being penalized. The poor folks that went and lied on their applications and the system allowed them to, that flipped houses, now they just walk away. But people that want to be solvent, folks that haven't lived outside their means, people that have businesses and companies that are solvent, they're going to be punished. But the crooks of every stripe, from the international bankers down to slobs in this country, and then down to those that got tricked and over-leveraged or lost their jobs, they're going to get punished too. But criminals are going to be rewarded. And, folks, if you think things are bad now, there is no doubt this is going to get deeper. This is going to get more intense. Every analyst we have on says it is a virtual certainty, barring miracles, that we are not going to have a sustained, deep depression that will probably go into a full economic collapse. People are not self-sufficient. They're spoiled rotten. They're moving in army brigades. You can't make this type of stuff up. I mean, they openly say army brigades to deal with the American people for an economic collapse. We hope we don't have to shoot Americans. That's the Army Times. And, oh, by the way, we're going to have the jaws of life out helping the police. So that's for PR. Oh, look, the Army's here to help me get with a car wreck. I mean, this is black ops taking over. We're going into third world receivership. It's in all the IMF and World Bank plans. They've done this in hundreds of nations. And in closing with you, gentlemen, I know, Ted, that you have been getting into the position. This is the right kind of market to be in because you're able, as gold climbs, $70 and $80 and $100. The last time I checked, it was up over $129 from last Wednesday. I haven't looked in the last 30 minutes or so. Where is gold right now, Ted?
The last time I looked at gold was at $903.10. Silver is even higher, $13.49. It's up like crazy, both of them. And I don't blame them.
So that's up $130. Gold is up $130. Silver is up how much?
Silver right now is up to $13.49. It's up 78 cents.
So it's up like $3-plus dollars from its low. Gold's $130-plus from its low. Or I guess even more from its low, but from its low last week. And ladies and gentlemen, it may go down again, though I doubt it. Historically, the winter is when the fall and winter is when it goes crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, all the commodities, oil surged like 18 bucks today. Because when the dollar dies, and it's the world denomination, it is going to send every commodity to the roof. And gold should be up at $3,000 for conservative inflation from 1980. Many others are saying $6,000. That's how much real inflation. I don't know if that's going to happen. But I know this. The internationalists cannot devalue. Ted, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just about to say, anytime you see bailout, when you see these people getting up in front of Congress, hold on to your hat and grab onto your boots, because, you know, that's exactly what causes the problem. It's exactly what's going to debase the value of the currency. They want to be able to print money to solve problems that you can't do that. We need to get back to constitutional money. I don't care. And the people in this audience here should know better than to think that just because gold and silver goes up and down makes it a bad buy or a great buy. Right now, people need to get into gold and silver because it's obvious what's going on here, and we should do everything we can to support the people that are in office that are actually trying to get us back on track to the Constitution.
Let me get you both to comment on this, Tim Larson and then Ted, and then we're going to wrap it up. You have short selling last Wednesday banned. And that's a very predatory thing, folks, for those that don't know. Very speculative, very dangerous. But it was only banned for 740-something financial crime institutions to guard them, but not all the real economy. And I keep going back to this. So there's not just a looting of the pension funds going on and a looting going on of our, you know, future deficit. At thousands of times all the real money in the world. I mean, this is a total takeover. The enemy is moving these new billions they get into leverage puts and into shorting the real economy, so they're going for broke. They're raiding all the real economy, trying to shoot up companies, drive down stock, drive up stock. I mean, we're seeing an orgy of crime like we've never seen. While they're robbing the Treasury, they're attacking other sectors of the economy. They've got rigged games, double rules, insider trading for some, not for others. I mean, they are clearly ripping the chandeliers out, ripping the wallpaper out. They are gutting the palace. I mean, is that a good way of putting it, Tim Larson?
Pretty much you're right on the money there. I mean, these people shorting all of these commodities and such are doing it for one purpose. They want other people out of them. They want to rob them of their money and their wealth. It's real simple. That's why gold and silver goes down, especially during the main manipulation times like the summer months. And that's going to continue to happen. But, you know, it's gotten to the point where all of these banks are folding. You've got, I've talked to, I don't know how many clients whose relatives have lost money in these bankruptcies from like Lehman's. And it's going to continue to happen. So gold and silver can't be held down long. And neither can the price of oil. It is what it is.
What about the real economy? I mean, this is if the economy's already at a standstill and falling apart, what is this going to do now that everything else is falling apart?
Well, we're headed towards a global depression. And I'm talking about a depression that makes 1933 look like a trip to Disney World. And it's going to happen one way or the other. They're in a panic stage
right
they're
gonna
now
make
trying
it worse.
To figure it out. Yes, they are.
Tim and Ted, do you both agree it's going to make it much more severe that they're doing this mass raping right now?
Oh, without a question, Alex. Right now I can tell you that the manipulation that's going on to try to bail and bail and bail is just going to, it's magnifying and amplifying the problems. It's going to be a tremendous amount worse than it was. And besides the fact, back in 1933 when we had that depression, most people were living on the farm and they could grow their
that's
own
right.
food.
That's what I'm afraid of. I mean, breakdown of cities, marauding people trying to come on your farms and ranches. Ladies and gentlemen, you better batten down the hatches because we're going into a very dangerous decade right now. God knows what's going to happen. I hope they don't start a war, try to cover all this up, but it looks like they may do that. Ted, tell folks about the gold and silver offer you've got today. I know you continue to buy large amounts of gold and silver when it's lower so that as the market rises, you can offer people deals at spot or below spot that are unprecedented, and it's first come, first serve, folks. They have had people there all weekend. The phones are melting down. Ted has got 25 brokers. He's trying to hire more. They have never had this type of response because people are finally getting it. Ted?
Yeah, that's true. As a matter of fact, we sold out of Walkers, so I have to move over to the dimes at this particular time. They're currently $1.60 or $1,600 per $100 face. We still have, however, the British sovereigns at 247, and we have the francs at 198. I can tell you right now that there is a lot of demand coming in, not only just from your audience, Alex, but the whole world right now is looking at gold and silver, and there's just simply not enough to go around. The physical supply of silver is so tight that last time around, we couldn't even sell. I had to take everything off the marketplace.
That's right. They can dummy up the price of gold, but they can't dummy up the supply.
No, exactly. When you're trading futures, it's all paper, and you can watch it go up and down like that. But when you're talking about actually getting the physicals, there's not a whole lot of it out there and available. And so at this particular time, I'm suggesting that people get as much as they can while the storm is brewing. I mean,
let's explain, Ted. That's a super deal you're offering on gold and silver at those prices. You know, stay there briefly because I want to come back with you and Tim. This is so important. I want to come back for the listeners and explain to them, regardless of if you get into metals or not, the type of deals that Ted is offering, and then more on what a depression will look like in this country. Then we have a top academic and professor coming on to tell you exactly what's in your water. It isn't just fluoride. It isn't just pesticides. It isn't just Prozac. Oh, no, it's a lot more.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 22nd, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $879.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $905.45, $452.73 for half ounce, and $226.36 for quarter ounce. That's $905.45, $452.73, and $226.36.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With a stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
All right, moving quick here. We're back live. Here are some of the headlines. Stocks slide amid bailout jitters. Oil rally. Another report here, rescue plan equals dollar killer. That's CNBC. Japanese bank to buy stake in Morgan Stanley, trying to prop that up. Oil spikes above 117 on banking rescue plan, up about $20. It just goes on and on. Bailout plan boosts stagflation risk. it just goes on and on, and this is going to be very, very serious. Ted, now understand, listeners, the offer you're getting is lower than even the ads you hear on the air. Ted, explain the deal people are getting. I mean, that is a super deal on gold and silver you just offered. I mean, explain those numbers for people that are laymen.
Here's the point. I mean, the dimes obviously they're U.S. currency. It's something that you can use here as money. People understand what a dime is. It's back when they're made out of silver. And it's something that you can put away. You don't have to worry about the government getting involved in this stuff because we specifically set it aside for those reasons. And it is a great deal. I mean, silver right now is shooting up. I'm picking up this stuff as it goes. Today alone, silver went up like crazy. Gold went up over $30 an ounce today, just on today's movement. I mean, just, you know, what do we come up off of? The 700s, and it's just shot up into the 900s. Well, guess what? 1,050 is right around the corner, and that was the last peak. I can't say it enough. When you have the Secretary of the Treasury and you have the Chairman of the Board of the Federal Reserve System right now telling you, hey, boys, buckle it down on the hatches here. If we got an economic storm, it's for real. This is real serious. You have to do something. And if you're looking at your stock portfolio and you're looking at your bonds, and for God's sakes, if you have annuities right now, they're not insured. Get yourself.
Yeah, that's key. They are not. The annuities are not insured. The banks are not safe, ladies and gentlemen. And the FDIC is almost out of its $50 billion to pay out to people needing their deposits. And the bank failures haven't even begun. We've had a few dozen, and they're talking about 1,000 conservatively now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very important to transfer money out of the bank into other assets. And I believe gold and silver is what, at least 10-20% of what your assets should be in. And I would get into it before it explodes. Here is the toll-free number to take advantage of the gold and silver offers that Ted has today that are just insanely low prices. 1-800-686-2237. I mean, Ted, explain to people, when did you set this price? This price is set at what level?
I set it yesterday before the prices went up today. I mean, I'm always trying to put something together so we can talk about something, and it just happens to be that the markets are cooperating so well.
So you made this buy when gold was at what?
It was, what are we at, 901? I guess it was right around that 870 range.
Okay, so when gold was $30+ lower is when you bought into this gold. I mean, even if you bought it at, above those levels, it'd be a great deal. This is below what it's now trading for, ladies and gentlemen. That is the key. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And it makes me feel good when people go out, liberals go out and buy guns and take a shooting lesson and properly stow them. It makes me feel good when folks start eating organic, stop using cell phones. It makes me feel good when you get gold and silver. I believe in this. I believe in this company, and I believe it's only going to go up. But regardless, it can't be devalued overnight like the dollar is and can be. And so it gives you that sense of security, and that's what this is all about. 800-686-2237. If you're listening to this tonight at midnight, there will still be people there at 10, 11 tonight. If you want to call, now the way gold is rising, Ted, you keep telling folks you sell out of this stuff and prices go up. How long can you hold this at 30-something bucks below what it's trading?
Well, I'm going to hold it till midnight tonight for sure. And then if the markets cooperate, we'll go ahead and do it again tomorrow.
But that's midnight Central Standard Time?
Yep, midnight Central Standard Time.
1-800-686-2237. You can talk to Mr. Larson. Ted, I know, has even been getting in on taking some of the trades. Things are so busy. The phones are ringing off the hook. If they don't answer, leave your name and number. They'll call you right back. 800-686-2237. And, folks, I wouldn't just sit there like a schmuck counting on the banks being there, the dollar not being devalued. It's a guarantee they are going to kill the dollar. They may remonetize it and call it something else or do something later, but in the next 4 or 5 years, gentlemen, do you disagree with the fact the dollar's got to be toast?
Alex, with what's going on, I mean, we have the lead. The people that had the value of the currency, the Federal Reserve System, they're saying the dollar is going to be toast, that we have no choice but then to go in and continue to buy and bail out and cause more economic upheavals.
Now, again, they're not going to protect you, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to leave you holding the debt and try to have paramilitary police extract it from you at the barrel of a gun through taxation. They're raping you. America's going down. thousands of times the debt compared to what there really is in real assets. Get into real assets, 800-686-2237. Ted, Tim, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you, Alex.
Take care, Alex.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with a huge guest, and we'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film. It finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea. The all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose. But wait.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Well, our guest is Roger D. Masters, Department of Government, Dartmouth College, Hanover, New Hampshire. He's a research professor at Dartmouth College, a Nelson A. Rockefeller Professor of Government Emeritus at Dartmouth College, and president of the Foundation for Neuroscience and Society. And if I went over his bio, it would take a long time to cover it. After undergraduate study at Harvard, BA 55 and service in the Army, Masters completed graduate work in political philosophy at the University of Chicago, where he wrote his doctoral dissertation under the direction of Leo Strauss and Joseph Cropsey. And that Leo Strauss, the big neocon kingpin. The central theme of Masters' work is the philosophic and scientific exploration of the role of human nature in political and social behavior. Now, there's so much about this guy. His bio is about 100 pages long that for the next hour we have him. I just want to let him introduce himself and tell you the stuff about him he thinks you should know. And then I want to get into one of his big areas of research and documenting is the fact that when they started putting fluoride and different derivatives of it in the water supply and why they do that and what the facts are, you can go check for yourselves. And, of course, his work ties into why is lawn fertilizer different than crop fertilizer. Well, why do they say with lawn fertilizer, don't put it on crops or your garden? Because it's toxic waste. It's the same thing with depleted uranium. They've got all these thousands and tens of thousands, well, more than that, millions of tons of it. They got to put it somewhere. It's very poisonous and radioactive, so they put it into weapons. It's hiding it in plain view. And so we will discuss this today because, you see, fluoride is only a catchphrase or a overall name that they were able to pass laws through Congress for. It's what goes along with what you know as fluoride in the water, and that's what he is an expert on, among other things. And so we're very honored to have Roger D. Masters on with us today. Thanks for coming on, Professor.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me. I appreciate it a great deal.
You bet. How did somebody who was under Leo Strauss get into the work of trying to warn people about fluoride in the water?
Well, Strauss was an amazing thinker, and he wanted us to read a great book to try and find out what that writer, whether it was Rousseau or Plato or whoever, what he was really trying to say that might be true, because the whole point about Western civilization is that we're a civilization that uses science to try and find out what is nature and human nature, what's the truth about it. And after a certain time, I realized that I was teaching all these old books like Plato or Rousseau, and that sometimes modern biology was, or modern science was showing that, what they were saying in these books was false. And I thought, gee, you know, I got to tell people that this book, you know, John Locke saying that the brain is a blank slate. Well, your brain isn't a blank slate. It's much more complicated piece of meat than that. I got to explain that's wrong. Or Rousseau says, humans were originally individuals running around all alone in the state of nature. And then I read about the chimpanzees, and, oh, they're not like that. Oh, I got to explain he was wrong. And so I've been working on that for a long time, and one thing leads to another.
How did you get into research on, at the end of the Manhattan Project, dumping it in the water supply? I mean, I want to start at the beginning and walk through that, but first tell us what in your research led you to the mass chemical poisoning of the population.
What happened was I started thinking in just general terms about biology and human nature, and I went to a conference, and I heard a retired oil executive named Red Hodges from California give a presentation on how violent criminals have high levels of either lead or manganese in their blood. And this was very interesting to me, that we were putting pollution in the environment, and everybody says, oh, lead toys are bad, and, you know, so forth, or pollution is bad, but they don't talk about how it might change the chemistry of your brain. And so I decided to study that.
Well, that's the old saying of mad as a hatter, because in the dying process they were using mercury and lead and things, and so you'd be mad as a hatter.
Oh, sure, sure. And besides, what seems to have happened is that I mentioned this idea of a blank slate because there's this whole idea that, well, everything we do is stuff we learn, and there's no reason for understanding biology because it's deterministic or something.
When really you would say, 80% is nature instead of nurture?
Well, I think that we ought to start just to forget that and look at the facts. One of the things that, Mr. Strauss taught us, he advised me when I finished my work, he says, always teach as if there's a silent student in class who knows more than you do. He wasn't an ideologist himself. Some of his students were, but if you imagine that, I have to imagine that there's some of your listeners are going to know more than I do. And if I make mistakes, I want them to correct me. Because I think what makes our civilization special is this possibility of an open-minded study so that if the government says, oh, it's a great thing to fluoridate water, and I come across the discovery, wait a second, what counts is which chemical you use, and we got to relook at that and not just use one word, but say, wait a second, what are we actually doing? What's the science of it?
So you're talking about kind of the private individual mass consciousness or private intelligence agency where we all integrate our own research and then almost have our own private research going on, which then brings it all to a higher level. So let's get to the point when you bump
in. Let me explain how I got into this. That is, I started to look at pollution with lead and manganese, and I had to figure out, well, what does lead do to the brain? Now, lead has an effect on a particular chemical in the brain, a neurotransmitter called dopamine. And if you have a disturbance, dopamine is the chemical that works all the centers of your brain. They're involved in making judgments. It controls impulsiveness until you decide what's a good thing to do. And so I realized that there was a science about this that Americans had to know about. Because if Americans don't know why lead is bad or why manganese is bad, and they don't know that pollution means that a company says, oh, it's too expensive to clean up this pollution. But they're poisoning the kids. And I said, well, how is that? How is it poisoning the kids? And so I began to do studies. And this is a simple study. There are some counties in the United States where the EPA reports there's lead pollution. And other counties where they report there's manganese pollution. And I said, well, what kind of behavior is connected with lead pollution that we can measure? Well, I remember, Brett Hodges said violent crime, right? Well, we got good data on violent crime. You know, we keep track of how many people kill other people.
And so you can take the data on where areas have more lead contamination, and then you look at the areas where they have crime statistics, and voila, they lay over each other quite nicely, don't they?
Absolutely. And to give you one example of that, which is just fantastic, we did something that was right when we banned leaded gasoline. Because when we banned leaded gasoline, it had the effect of reducing the crime rate. But not right away. Crime rate dropped in 1991. It was when the first generation of kids whose mothers weren't exposed to lead when they were pregnant. And they weren't exposed anymore because there was no more leaded gas. And that first generation, when they got to be 17 or 18, their criminal behavior just dropped way off.
And for those that don't know, in the 70s and 80s, it was just liquor store robberies, murder. The murder rate was a lot higher. I mean, it was really dangerous.
Absolutely.
And the cars were driving around shooting lead out the back.
That's right.
Which makes you violent in every thousands of studies.
Sure, but I discovered there are lots of other things. For instance, if you live in a community with a lot of old housing, since lead paint is in both the inside and outside of the old housing, and people point out that kids find the taste of lead paint sweet, so they're more likely that the chip of paint actually is something to eat it. But it's also true that, for instance, in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans, which was reputed to be terribly violent, must have heard of that, there's a scientist down there who did some work, and he found out that the big source of lead in the kids down there in the Ninth Ward was the grass strip between the sidewalk and the street. If the lead gas came out of those cars back before lead gas was banned, as particles in the atmosphere, it dropped in the ground, and it's inert. It just stays there forever. So it gets in the grass, and the grass is wet one day, and the kid's running down the street, and he falls down, and they put his hand in the grass, and the next thing, he licks his hand, and before you know it, he's got the lead in his body. You have to realize that there are many ways you can drive, as I put it, there's many ways to drive from Boston to Chicago, and there's many ways that a toxic chemical can get into kids. And if we get at this, we can cut down the cost of three things actually that are important. First, learning disabilities. Special ed is about $15,000 a year per kid, some estimates. I got evidence that these toxic chemicals increase the rates of learning disabilities.
Well, obviously, let me stop you. I mean, lead, arsenic, mercury, fluoride, professor, and of course, we should add, you've won a lot of international awards for your research, groundbreaking, and now just accepted, you know, basically as fact because it is. But they knew up 200 years ago that lead and mercury had all sorts of problems, made you go insane. You know, they knew 100 years ago what fluoride did. I mean, I've seen University of Texas studies and German studies from 80, 90, 100 years ago. So, I mean, here you are discovering that this really is increasing crime and antisocial behavior and a dumbing down. But now let's look at why they decided to put it in the water
Well, first of all, I want to raise a question for you with what you just said. It's not so clear that fluoride itself is always the problem. I bet you know somebody who uses toothpaste with sodium fluoride in it.
Yes.
And this, you have to have an awful lot of fluoride to cause a problem. I mean, obviously, if you have too much of anything, get above a certain level, it's really bad news.
But see, that's the thing, Professor. People don't know that the word fluoride is a cover-all for dumping hundreds of things in the water. So maybe we should get to that and then break down the history of it. But go ahead.
All right. Well, look, the main thing is that in putting fluoride in the water, instead of sodium fluoride, most of it, over 90% of it, uses one of two chemicals, either something called fluosilicic acid, which has got two atoms of hydrogen and silicon and six atoms of fluoride, or sodium silicate fluoride, which is two atoms of sodium silicon and six fluorides. That's a more complicated compound than sodium fluoride, which is one sodium, one fluoride. And the sodium fluoride was first tested, for safety. You put that in the water, the fluoride and the fluorine and the sodium atoms separate. If the fluorine sticks to your teeth, the evidence was at the time that it toughens the surface of your teeth, so it cuts down supposed to cut down cavities. Now the whole problem with these other chemicals, generally called silicate fluorides, is that they have this other chunk to them. The two hydrogens, the silicon, and actually one or two fluorides, it's a chemical. The chemist I work with, everything in this is done with a chemist named Mark J. Copeland. I really owe him a great deal because he's the one who got me started on looking at fluoride compounds. He calls it an oligomer of silicic acid, which is a fancy word for just saying there's a chemical there that's left over after you put the silicate fluoride into the water. And so the real question is, why do we put them in the water? And so I'm going to ask you a question. What agency of the federal government do you think decided to design the idea and got people to start putting a fluoride compound, not fluoride, it's a fluoride compound, in water supplies?
The Department of Energy, after they had, had all these millions of tons of toxic waste piled up, and they had some spills in Tennessee and other places that killed some of the rivers.
Actually, it was before that.
Well, I know that it was Department of Energy that went around to all the cities and lobbied everybody. But I mean, go ahead. Give us the history, Professor.
The history goes back to World War II.
And yeah, the Manhattan Project. But I'm saying after.
It goes back before that. Because
okay.
Everybody
well, tell
knows,
us the whole history then. That's why we've got you here. You're the expert on this.
Well, the history begins, actually, with Einstein coming to the United States and writing that letter to Roosevelt about the possibility of making this bomb that would make a huge explosion. Einstein wrote Roosevelt a letter about the possibility of having a nuclear bomb. Then the Germans took over Czechoslovakia, called the Anschluss. That was one of the things that triggered World War II, but when the Nazis went into Czechoslovakia, why did they pick that place? They occupied the place with the best uranium in Europe. Now, one thing we forget is that when Einstein came to the United States as a brilliant physicist, there are other brilliant physicists who stayed in Germany.
Like Max Planck.
And Hitler began a nuclear weapons project. Now, in fact, we know two things about that that's worth mentioning, because I want the audience to have in mind that this is all secret during World War II. This question of whether Hitler had the bomb, whether we didn't want anybody to know we were working on a bomb.
Well, he really did. We only had enough to test one. At the end of near the end of the war, they did that secret deal. I'm sure you know about this, Professor, with the U-boat trading in exchange for safety in South America.
But the question is, first of all, what is not generally known is that there's a question of why Hitler didn't make more progress with the great physicist, and there's a rumor, never been proved. We have no evidence for it. It's a guess that some nuclear physicist, and perhaps the great physicist Heisenberg, arranged for the experiments to fail because they didn't want Hitler to have them. Well, the one thing we do know is that Hitler had a huge supply of uranium that he had separated. You have to separate uranium from other elements in rocks. It's a little difficult to enrich it. You know, all this stuff we hear about these centrifuges now. You have to do something to make the uranium into a state where it can cause a bomb. And Hitler put his uranium in a place in Norway called Peenemünde, where he put the uranium in something called heavy water, which absorbs radiation so it couldn't explode. They weren't sure what to do with their uranium so it wouldn't have an accident. And they didn't want it to be in Germany because they were afraid we'd bomb it, so they put it in Norway.
And so they sent in U.S. forces that followed it when it went across the lake on the barge and sunk it.
That's right. So we destroyed his uranium, and that set that whole thing way back. Hitler himself was apparently not as, that is, there are some reports, that he wasn't as interested in that as some of the scientists anyway. So we were lucky, I suppose, on that score. But the
well, have you seen the German maps on what their A-bomb was going to do to Manhattan? But it was so late in the war, they decided the U.S. would annihilate them with conventional weapons, so they made a deal.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Roger Masters is our guest. A lot of his material is published online. He's a top academic and professor at Dartmouth School of Government, Department of Government, with an Nelson A. Rockefeller Professor of Government chair, basically. And he was under the head honcho, the neocons, Leo Strauss. Before he leaves us, I'll get him to diverge and get a little bit into that. But he got into researching what is fluoride, what are the different types of fluoride, why is it being put in the water. We now have all these studies from all over the world, what it does, and boy, it is not pretty. But he doesn't even want to get into that issue. He just wants to get into why it was put there. And so, but please continue. You've gotten up to the German atomic program.
I want to get through why it was put there and focus on what it does. I want to spend most of this time on what it does. I want to explain, though, that the start of putting any fluoride in water was super secret because the Manhattan Project had a problem in the 1940s. They didn't want anybody to know how far advanced we were in making a bomb. And we only had very poor level of a supply of uranium in the United States. It's in rocks, in any kind of granite rocks that you have to break down and grind up and then put an acid in to separate the various elements. And so it's a little bit complicated to get the uranium out compared to what Hitler had in Czechoslovakia. And the consequence of that is that you had a waste product that was a very powerful acid. And the scientist who was responsible for the machinery to separate out that toxic acid from the sludge, a man named Byron Copeland, chemical engineer, brilliant chemical engineer, when he heard that I was doing work on how lead and manganese caused crime or is associated with crime, he got in touch and said, do I know anything about silico fluorides? I said, I didn't know anything. I never even heard of them. And so I did all the work with him. This is all a research project that comes from somebody else telling me, oh, I wasn't paying attention to something important. And he knew about that because he was a chemical engineer involved in the whole process. And so everything I say is the result of what two people have done because I've been working with somebody else. And I should tell you one thing. Mike is the kind of scientist who isn't afraid of saying, we're on a phone call like this, and he'll say, hey, Roger, shut up and listen to me, because I've made a mistake in chemistry. And I make mistakes in chemistry. I rely on him. Science is about being able to engage in discussion. And so you should stop me anytime when I get into the facts of the case that I've discovered and say, well, what do I mean, or why about what about what, and so forth. Still, the big thing is that because putting fluoride in water had to be secret, so people in Germany or Japan didn't know how much uranium we were processing, everybody talked about putting fluoride in water. And the Manhattan Project started by putting sodium fluoride, which is the simple thing we have in toothpaste, in a couple of, like, they compared two towns in New York, and there was no problem. And once they got it approved, they switched. And then they could dump fluosilicic acid into a water supply because they were assuming that it would dissolve or dissociate into its elements. And since they assumed, literally, the approval was based on an assumption that all of the fluoride would come off the molecule without any reference to the rest of the molecule.
Now, let's be specific. You can have all the secret operations you want, but if you've got, so many thousand drums of this byproduct at this plant, the Germans can come take photographs of it, observe it, and then know how much of the isotopes you need that you're able to extract. So they, quote, secretly start dumping it in the water, and then they, at the end of the war, they've got to get rid of the toxic waste. So they just say, oh, it's nutritious. We'll be right back with our guests in just 70 seconds. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.